refer throughout the book, Chris, to the importance of process and of preparation. You refer sometimes to the 78, that referring, I think, to the 78 members of Gandhi's ashram who went through the 15 years of preparation, self-purification, to get themselves ready before actually doing the salt march. And you talk about the crucial role of that preparation in terms of getting the group to the same page, or maybe to the same sentence on the same page, so they can do the world-changing work in true strength and unity. As much as doing this work in broad coalitions is desirable and even necessary, I've experienced how it can be deeply frustrating, and I sense that you've had some of this experience too. A case in point for me was my involvement with War Tax Resistance, which I learned about and was motivated to check into by my exposure through my Quaker meeting. But then I got involved with a great local, broad-based War Tax Resistance group. Again, I loved their energy. I loved the many points of view. But at our first big public action, one thing that really led me to rethink it was a raised fist on the part of one of the members of our group. That felt so contradictory to me, shaking a raised fist at the authorities, while my point is that I can't, in good conscience, pay half of my income tax dollar for military violence. So I did a course correction, channeling my War Tax Resistance activism through Quaker action, where I was sure that we'd be on the same page. So have you gone through that kind of disjuncture? It sounds like your reaction to Occupy had overtones of that. And have you found that you have to be working with this inner group that really gets it to the core?
That's true for me. I am on the search for folks who resonate with this integral nonviolence approach so that we can kind of suit up in the same uniform as we go out into struggle within a diversity of movements and approaches that, you know, are happening on the social change scene right now. And as what many of us are calling the movement of movements is beginning to cohere, you know, where we see all of these intersecting movements banding together in various ways, sometimes more deliberately than others, we are going to be in a larger sort of ecology, movement ecology, that is inclusive of people doing things in ways that we're not going to be altogether comfortable with and sometimes downright uncomfortable with. Having a group of folks who are committed to one another and to this principled and strategic approach to nonviolence, it's for me personally a game changer. And I can just speak briefly to my own experience of being at Standing Rock and talk about a movement of movements moment. We had, you know, represented at Standing Rock an incredible array of movements and approaches, philosophies, styles. I was with some very dear friends, just five or six of us, but a group that was deeply committed to this integral nonviolence approach. And wow, what a difference that was than if I had been there alone or even just with one other comrade in this approach. It's not that we entered into that space feeling like we've got the right answer and you know, we're going to infiltrate this space with our integral nonviolence. We're really coming in, as I hope other groups are coming in, with the recognition that we have a particular gift to bring to this party, and we want to bring it with our whole hearts, our whole selves. With that comes the recognition that, yeah, and there are going to be difficult days ahead as we try to collaborate with folks who don't come from this approach. And there may be times when we need to step away because our own faithfulness to our understanding of nonviolence might require that. But I really emphasize that when I'm traveling around talking about the book. You know, some people have felt like, oh, well, you're just looking for this sort of elite group of people who believe what you believe. And, you know, what about the rest of us? And I really want to challenge that and assure people that I don't come at this thing with an attitude of I've got the answer. What I know is that this approach resonates deeply with me at the level of my spirit, at the level of my sense of why I'm here on the planet at this time. And I know there are others for whom that is true, and I want to get together with them, like I said, so that we can bring our particular gift and contribute it